You're listening to the Parkside Christian Church podcast. Here at Parkside, our mission is to love God, love people, and help others do the same. To learn more, visit ParksideChristian.com.
I have a question for you guys. Have you ever failed at something? And not like you made a mistake and it was really bad, but like you tripped up the stairs and you kind of face planted. Or maybe you were carrying a really big box of items and you dropped everywhere. I specifically think of this video that I saw where someone was carrying this big Lego Star Wars ship and he fell down the stairs and it broke into a million pieces. Have we ever done anything like that? A couple of us can admit to that and shake our heads. Eric and I, we love to watch fail videos. It's one of our favorite things to do. I'll admit it. It's probably not great that we laugh at these people failing. But I threw together a little compilation of some Christmas fails, some different things that I thought we could just start off by getting a laugh together. So check out this first video with me.
Brian riding across Elk Lake.
So funny. Anyone where you see those little like hover scooters, you know it's not going to go well. But it's all fun and games until it's your own fail. And this next video, it's a little hard for me to share. It's a little embarrassing for me to share. It's been a year since this has happened. One, I can't believe it was caught on video, and two, I can't believe I'm sharing it with you today. And live stream, hello, it's going to be posted to the internet, so that's awesome. But check out my fail video here. Man, it's bad. I was going to have him play it twice, but I can't watch it twice. So I don't know if you noticed, I was missing a shoe as I was getting back up. I don't know where the shoe went. I don't actually really know how I fell, but I was trying to squeeze past my car out of the garage, and I didn't make it. I probably had a concussion after that. I didn't get tested, so Matt Desjardins, don't yell at me for it. But it hurt. It's all fun and games until it's your own fail. And like I said, that was a year ago, and I can finally laugh at it, share it with you now. Jake, thank you for the remix of that. That made it a lot better. But the thing is that sometimes these fails that we do, they're funny, but there's also times in our lives where we have made real mistakes. We have mistakes that we hold regret. knowing things that we shouldn't have done, but we still did them. And we probably have things that we still live with today. We have that regret within us, knowing that we hurt someone with our words, we hurt someone with our actions, we made decisions that we knew weren't the best choice. And right, we can all agree that we're not perfect, and when those times do come, we tend to beat ourselves up over them. And what comes from that a lot of the time is that we feel like we are disqualified from God using us, from God working in our lives. When I started working on this message, I knew that there was going to be some kiddos in the room, and so I thought I would ask a couple of kids, what should I talk about today? What do you think would be interesting? And I know it was kind of risky asking kids not knowing the answers, but the first kid that I talked to, they dropped some wisdom on me. They said, you should talk about how Jesus loves you no matter your past and that he has a plan for you. I was ready for this kid to say, I don't even know if they knew anything about the Bible, so I was surprised. This kid shocked me, and I said, yes, that is exactly what I need to talk about today. But have you ever thought that God can't use me? How could he use me? He knows my past. He knows my thoughts. He knows what I've done before. How could he use me? How does he have a plan for me with what I've done? If he only understood, only knew, right? We might have already deemed ourselves that the mistakes, that the failures, the struggles that we've experienced, that these things have disqualified God moving in our lives, disqualified God from working in our lives, disqualify us from God using us for his plan. But today we're going to talk about a man who has a past, has some regret in his past, and his name is Moses. And you guys might think, Moses, the guy, the plagues in Egypt, the guy with the Ten Commandments, the guy who took the Israelites out of Egypt, the one who parted the Red Sea. Yeah, that's the guy. But early in his story, he killed an Egyptian man. He made a mistake, and he had a lot of regret, but he was still able to live an epic life through God. And see, God wants to do the same in our life today. So a little bit of backstory on Moses, in case you don't know. Moses was found in the river by Pharaoh's daughter and was brought up in an Egyptian household, even though he was a Hebrew. And the Hebrews, they were actually enslaved to the Egyptians. And one day, when Moses was older, a little older, Moses came across an Egyptian guard who was beating a Hebrew man. And Moses, he didn't like what he saw. And unfortunately, he ended up killing the guard. And Moses, he ran away. He fled to the desert to hide from his mistakes. And there, he worked as a shepherd and really just lived his life out in hiding, thinking that his life was over, that this was it, he was good here, and it was all good. Until God called him, right? Years had passed, but they weren't wasted years. Moses may have felt like he would spend the rest of his life in the desert and that God was just done and finished with him. But God knew that Moses was ready to carry out his plan. And he appeared to Moses in probably one of the least expected ways. God took Moses, a man who had killed another, and made him into one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. In the story of his life, his story teaches us that your past mistakes do not hinder God from using you. And that's what we're going to learn about today. So don't let your past failures, your fear of the future, render you useless to the Lord. But also what we learn in this is to be attentive to God's calling and leading in your life. Because you're never too young. Kiddos in the room, you're not too young. And adults, you're not too old to be used by God, to serve him, to love him, to care for him. You're never too old, and you're never too young to serve him. So let's read about Moses and his calling. So we're going to read in Exodus 3. We're going to start in verse 1. It says, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. First of all, if I saw a bush that was on fire but not burning, I would not go closer to it. And second, if it said my name, I would not respond. I would hightail it out of there. I'd be gone so fast that it wasn't funny. I'd probably trip and fall and be in one of the fail videos. But Moses responded. He wanted to see what was going on. And what something that I think we can learn from this is that God can speak to you. God can call you in ways that we would never expect. If God can use this burning bush that's not really burning that can speak to Moses, he can also use the circumstances in your life. He can use a friend. He can use a podcast that you listen to, a book you read, a sermon you hear. Maybe it's a situation at work or a situation at school that you can learn through, that God can work through. But God can use all circumstances to speak to you, to call you. So picking up in verse 5, God said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Maybe we've felt this way before, that we can't talk to God, we can't approach him. We have to hide from him because we've done something that we know is not right, and we have that little voice in our head nagging with regret. I know that I've felt this way before, and actually it's funny, as I was prepping for this, I was working on something else, and I'd come across a blog, and this was an old blog from Matt Robinson, and I said, wonder if I can get some dirt from this blog. So let me scroll through it a little bit and read some about it. And when I opened it up, I was shocked. The last blog post before this blog was retired was from me. I was confused. I don't remember writing this post. It was sophomore year of high school that I wrote this, I guess. And when I started reading it, I said, no way. This is exactly what I'm talking on. The post was from when I got back from CIY Move, my sophomore year of high school, and it said, "The main thing I took away from last week was if you feel like you let Jesus down, you can't, because Jesus is the one holding you up, and he'll never let you down." That was the one thing I went to CIY feeling. I wonder if I've let Jesus down, and I know now that I can't. In my life, there's been times where I feel like I can't talk to God, where I feel like I'm distant because of the things that I've done. I have regret. I know that what I've done is not right. But high school Rachel learned at CIY, and I pray today that we learn through Moses that our past mistakes, the regret we have, the choices we made, do not disqualify God from using us. That doesn't mean he can't use us anymore. He wants to use us. He has a calling and a plan for us. So let's pick back up in verse 7 and see where Moses' story goes. "The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I've come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The home of the Canaanite, the Hittites, the Amorites, other hard names to pronounce. And now the crying of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I'm sending you out to the Pharaoh, sending you out to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. God sees that his people aren't being treated well, and he tells Moses that he is going to be the one to bring them out of Egypt into this new land. And what Moses says next, I would argue it's exactly what we would all say next. He says, who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Who? Me? There ain't no way that I can go to Pharaoh, that I can bring these people out. Do you know my past? Do you know what I've done? How can you use me? But God continued, and he said, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. In this story, in the story of the burning bush, we see God's grace, his unfailing love, his grace and love for a man that is undeserving. Moses, he fled the scene after killing an Egyptian. And for years, he'd sort of just been hiding out. He had a new job, a new wife, basically living this completely different life. But God called Moses in, called Moses out of the wilderness into a life of deep eternal impact. And you know what? God wants to do the same for you. He's a plan. He's a purpose. But you say, what? Me? What? No way. He doesn't know. But yes, God wants to do the same in your life. We've all messed up in some areas. We've gossiped. We've stabbed people in the back. We've ruined relationships. We've done things that we know are not right, especially when we are alone and maybe we think no one can see us. And we think like Moses, how could God possibly use me for anything? Well, we said it earlier, and we now know from Moses' story that your past mistakes do not hinder God from using you. Whether you know it or not, God has a calling and a purpose for your life. You might have deemed yourself unqualified to be used by God in some way, some shape, form, but God still wants to use you. He wants to use you at work. He wants to use you in your home. He wants to use you in school, around your friends. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And this is the important part. All he asks is that you trust and obediently follow him. So just imagine for a second. What would happen if we let ourselves off the hook for the things that we've done? Knowing that God, because of his goodness, because of his grace, because of his love, he can still use us in spite of the things we've done. Maybe you know a man named Paul. And maybe you can think of how Paul's story relates to this. He has a pretty regretful past. He did some pretty bad things before he met Jesus. But then God, he uses him to write over half of the New Testament and really change the world. And see, Paul, he says this. He says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord has poured out to me abundantly, along with the faith and the love that are in Christ Jesus. Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I'm the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Paul and Moses, they have seen firsthand that God can take their mess and turn it into a message, And that's exactly what he's doing in our lives today. And so as we head into this new year, remember this, that he can still use you. He wants to use you. And you're called to do incredible things through the Lord. So don't let your past mistakes hinder God from using you. So let me pray. Lord, I'm so thankful to know that the mistakes I've made in the past and the parts that I'm trying to grow and learn through in my life, that that's not held against me. But because of your grace and your love, you still have a plan. You still want to use me in your bigger plan, Lord. And I'm so thankful. I pray that I can trust and obediently follow you. But thank you that my past does not hinder me from being used by you, Lord. We love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. You can stay connected with us throughout the week by following Parkside on social media. To learn more, visit parksidechristian.com.